In an earlier commentary on the Me Too movement, I spoke of the corrosive non-apologies we're hearing from men in power who are being called out in new ways for sexually abusing, harassing, assaulting, and violating women and children, and sometimes other men. I asked us to consider how to bring about similar accountability structures to the men who have abused their status and privileges as we do to our children, friends, employees, and others with less power. As we consider creating an accountability structure for these men who have abused their power, I'd like to ask us to also think of how we can collectively empower and support those who are at the receiving end of their abuse. Such advocacy would not only be good for those who are abused, but for the witnesses of such actions, society as a whole, and those who abuse. Empowering and validating the people, mostly women, who are speaking out is critical. No matter how long ago the abuse occurred, or how minor we may think the event was, it behooves us to buoy them so that they can come out of the shame, isolation, and secretive clouds that they live under. The personal and societal costs of their shame and isolation are huge, as they suffer from ill health and lowered capacities to engage fully in life. They and we deserve better. By validating and empowering them, we'll set a precedent that will help others who may have even less power also come out, so they, too, can be free of the grips of being traumatized by sexual abuse, harassment, assaults, and violations. We can begin the empowerment process by educating ourselves on trauma responses to abuse, so that we do not re-victimize them by subjecting them to the same undermining and questioning tactics that were used historically as they came out to tell their truths. We don't have to force conversation. We need, instead, to create safe spaces that welcome the articulation of their history. It takes time and energy to heal from trauma. Instead of shaming and questioning, we can thank these courageous people for speaking out. We can give them time and space to rest and be, letting them be in the driver's seat as they retell as much or as little about the trauma as they are ready to divulge as a way of releasing it. We can give them the choice to retell their stories one-on-one and or in support groups. The advantage of well-designed support groups is that they can help these people come out of isolation, realizing they're not alone as they heal and create new life and narrative. When the abuse survivors are ready to talk, we can listen to them tell their stories and validate their experiences. By listening, we convey the message, I care deeply about you. I believe that is what you experienced, and that is how you were harmed. And I want you to have a better life. As we listen, we can offer them empathy, helping them connect to their basic human needs of safety, dignity, self-authority, community, belonging, love, respect, understanding, and sovereignty. As part of helping them connect to their needs, we can accompany them as they shift from being survivors to thrivers. We can reflect back to them their strengths so they can create doable action plans to rebuild their faith in themselves and other people. And they can take steps to reclaim their personhood, dignity, worth, values, skills, and talents as they steadily and systematically reclaim their place in their communities. We can stand by their sides as their cheerleaders, offering support and encouragement. And if they want, we can bring them together with men in power who are dedicated to giving them a validating, respect-based, and dignified experience that will reprogram their nervous systems and reduce their susceptibility to familiar patterns of abuse. As a society, we'll be paid back manyfold by empowering those who are speaking out in the Me Too movement. As their strength, dignity, and value are restored, so will our society be restored. I ask you to consider what little behavioral changes can you make to support the courageous people who are coming out and speaking their long-held secrets of abuse. This is Jessica Dancinghart. To learn more, visit openingtopossibilities.com. In an earlier commentary on the Me Too movement, I spoke of the corrosive non-apologies we're hearing from men in power who are being called out in new ways for sexually abusing, harassing, assaulting, and violating women and children, and sometimes other men. I asked us to consider how to bring about similar accountability structures to the men who have abused their status and privileges, as we do to our children, friends, employees, and others with less power. As we consider creating an accountability structure for those men who have abused their power, I'd like to ask us to also think of how we can collectively empower and support those who are at the receiving end of their abuse. Such advocacy would not only be good for those who are abused, but for the witnesses of such actions, society as a whole, and those who abuse. Empowering and validating the people, mostly women, who are speaking out is critical, no matter how long ago the abuse occurred or how minor we may think the event was. It behooves us to buoy these people so that they can come out of the shame, isolation, and secretive clouds that they live under. The personal and societal costs of their shame and isolation are huge as they suffer from ill health and lowered capacities to fully engage in life. They and we deserve better. By validating and empowering them, we'll set a precedent that will help others who may have even less power also come out so they too can be free of the grips of being traumatized by sexual abuse, harassment, assaults, and violations. We can begin the empowerment process by educating ourselves on trauma responses to the abuse, so that we do not re-victimize them by subjecting them to the same undermining and questioning tactics that were used historically as they came out to tell their truths. We don't have to force conversation. We need to create safe spaces that welcome the articulation of their history. It takes time and energy to heal from trauma. Instead of shaming and questioning, we can thank these courageous people for speaking out. We can give them time and space to rest and be, letting them be in the driver's seat as they retell as much or as little about the trauma as they are ready to divulge, as a way of releasing it. We can give them the choice to retell their stories one-on-one and or in groups and support groups. We can give them the choice to retell their stories one-on-one and or in support groups. The advantage of well-designed support groups is that they can help these people come out of isolation, realizing they're not alone as they heal and create a new life narrative. When the abuse survivors are ready to talk, we can attentively listen to them tell their stories and validate their experiences. By listening, we convey the message, "I care deeply about you. I believe that is what you experience, and that is how you were harmed, and it's not okay. I want you to have a better life." As we listen, we can offer them empathy, helping them connect to their basic human needs of safety, dignity, self-authority, community, belonging, love, respect, understanding, and sovereignty. When they connect to their needs, we can accompany them as they shift from being survivors to thrivers by reflecting back their strengths so they can create doable plans to rebuild their faith in themselves and other people. We also want to help them take steps to reclaim their personhood, dignity, worth, values, skills, and talents as they steadily and systematically reclaim their place in their communities. We can stand by their sides as their cheerleaders. We can stand by their sides as their cheerleaders, offering support and encouragement. If they want, we can bring them together with men in power who are dedicated to giving them a validating, respect-based, and dignified experience that will reprogram their nervous systems and reduce their susceptibility to the familiar pattern of abuse. As a society, we'll be paid back manyfold by empowering those who are speaking out in the Me Too movement. As their strength, dignity, and value are restored, so will our society be restored. I ask that you consider what little behavioral changes you can make to support the courageous people who are coming out and speaking their long-held secrets of abuse. This is Jessica Dancingheart. To learn more, visit openingtopossibilities.com.